physicality of DNA. No, it's a quality. When a person lives together with his life, with his wife, he is touching on the source of life. That's what it is. Yeah? He's touching on that depth, source of life. And there are two people in this world, here, with their body, with their sexual drive, and they, in that action, touching on the source of life. That is the depth of this thing. Yeah? But it's always touching on the source of life. It's not only fulfilling your sexual drive or thing, because it's always about bringing down life into this world. But bringing down life into this world, that can be that she is pregnant already, or that can be that she is too old, or that can be that she is in the wrong time of the circle, and that can be all different kind of things. But it doesn't matter. It's not that technically there can be children. It's the point that the living together is touching on the source of life. That is the deepest action you can have, because you touch on the source of life. Always. Always. Anytime you do that. Anytime. Yeah?
What's the Kavanah source of life then? That's a Kosbor.
It's a Boyolo, it's the Shreiros and the Shomer, whatever you want. Okay? That's what it is. Okay? That's the quality. That is the quality. So now we have to understand that. To do that, you know, and there is a sexual drive there, what you have to do, you know, so that is a thing which you have to build up. So first, this is a thing you build up throughout your life. That takes time, you know. You build that up, the depth, this depth of the relationship, this deep, deep relationship that will be more and more throughout the life, yeah? You build that up throughout your life. Throughout your life, you build that up more and more. And even people which are mentioned in the Gemara, I don't know, I've got two, but I don't remember the Madonna, but there's one which had two children. The one was the old one, and the other one was the young one. Marjanuka Markshisha. So Teisa says that the one which is called the young one was born earlier, when the father was young. And the one which is called the older was born when the father was older. That means he was younger. So what does that mean? That's Teisa says that. So what does that mean? It means that even this Amore, or this man of the Gemara, throughout his life was growing in that sense. And when he was young, he touched the source of life in a young way. That means Mar Yenuke. But when he was older, he was able to touch that source of life in a more adult way. So the child was called Mar Keshishe. He was an older one, even though he was younger. But it was a growth throughout your life. Yeah? So don't be afraid. You can grow throughout your life in that. That's not a thing which is a technicality, which you have to have technically right. It's a thing you grow. You are growing. But it's a depth of marriage, which is unbelievable. It's a depth that you have to go more and more reaching that depth. How do you do that? Okay? So where are you getting these things? And I have never offered one like this. No, it's for you. It's with sugar.
No, it's Splenda. You can do it.
No, you will take it.
No, I get another one. Yeah.
But only no. Take that and you make me another one.
No, no,
you make some special for me. I don't take
you want your milk or
of course milk.
No, yeah. This is soya.
Soya,
it's also good. Better.
What's better, soy for you or not?
Soy. Yes.
No, that's good for you.
But you take it. But you have to order another one.
I'll take a soft drink. Yes, please.
No. It was only to chapel you. It was really to chapel you. You know, I wanted to chapel you now. You know, all of them get such nice cups, and I never. You know, I'm sitting here speaking the whole time, and all of them are nice and they're good things. You know, and I speak here like an idiot. You know. Okay, well, let's wait till the Afghana comes back. Oh, I don't know if you want to go to Russia. I can't even go.
Bismarck?
Yes, it is, yes. Indeed. I know why you take it, you know. I looked at it.
Are you last year there?
Good.
It's with the sugar or no? No, it's splendid.
That's good, it's good. Good. Vital. So how do you do that? Okay.
Now, ¿cómo se hace llegar al source of life? Vaiters, vamos a continuar.
Let's go on. Okay. Let's go on. So how are you reaching that? So the Ramban says that. The Ramban Nachmanides. He says that in his Igeres HaKodesh. That he wrote about that. And he says, first, perhaps I will explain that to you. We have a Kabbalah B'Yodeinu, Kabbalah B'Yodeinu. I mean, that's what it is. We receive that from that. The only physical act where your thought makes a difference is this act. Because it is touching the source of life. That means whatever a person thinks in the time he's together with his wife, that will make an impact in the coming generation. Yep. Only whatever he thinks. What?
Only if it get pregnant or always?
No, that is according to what you think, the life comes down in that way.
No, yep. What he's asking, is it only in the act that makes her pregnant or general? That's what he's asking.
And my answer was, you touch the source of life according to what you are thinking. That was my answer. Okay? So your thought makes a difference there. So you have to prepare yourself. And the preparation is that you speak with your life. We are wife. You tell her two, and the Ramban says two things which are unbelievable. The one is Divrei Chibo. Divrei Chibo means that you have to tell her how much you love her. And the other one is Divrei Chizuk. Yeah? That you are. Divrei Chizuk means that you are telling her that this is a big thing, and we'll speak about that, or whatever, it depends on you, but we'll speak about that. Divrei Chibo, Divrei Chizuk, that those are two things. So what?
Divrei Chizuk, what does it mean? Like, Chizuk about the act, or Chizuk about her?
No, Divrei Chizuk for her. We'll speak about that. Wait, tell me, only you guys, there's two things. Divrei Chibo, so Divrei Chibo is simple, you know, you have to tell her, I love him. No. Divrei Chibo is... The Gemara says of that, what is Divrei Chibo means? We would learn that from a Tarnagol, that's right. The Gemara says, whenever we wouldn't have Torah, we would learn Derech Eretz from Tarnagol. Because a Derech Eretz from Tarnagol is that he is speaking to her before he is together with her. And what does he speak to her? He speaks to her that I will buy you a new new rope which reaches your ankles. So Chazal, they were unbelievable people. Whenever a Tarnagol, before he does that with his Rebbetzin, you know, whenever he wants, whenever he does that, he is taking his wings and makes like this. When you see it once in a while, you know, in National Geographic, or you see it when you have Tarnagolin. So he makes the wings like this. Go, 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 and he puts the wings down. So Chazal saw that, and they say, thank you very much. It's for him now. Now that's it. I took it. Thank you. Thank you, Al. So Chazal saw that, and they said, "We see that he speaks to her, and he tells her, 'I'll buy you a robe which comes till here.'" Huh? What does that mean? Are there any? Is there clothing for chicken? There's no clothing. Does he have money? No money. So it's nonsense what he says. What are Chazal saying? Unbelievable. So you have to know. Chazal say there an unbelievable deep things, deep thing. Because you have a heart. A man has a heart. And the heart of the man is like a puzzle. A puzzle has all different kind of parts. One is your work, and the other one is your bank account, and the other one is your learning, and the other one is your rabbi, and the other one is your boss, and the other, and there's one which is you love your wife, and the other one are your children. You have all different kind of puzzles. Yeah? And you can concentrate on your work, or you concentrate on your family. That's what you can do. And you do it nicely. Your wife is built differently. When you are knowing how a wife can work and can function, she can multitasking. It's unbelievable, you know. She can go with a phone like this and speaks with her friend, and she makes the laundry, and together she is educating the child. You know, she can do three or four children, four things together. And you, when you try to do it, it drives you crazy. No, I have first to do this and then I do that. But she can manage three, four things at once. Unbelievable. But she can do it because behind all these things, there is a frame. You know the frame? There's a frame. There is a...
Marco.
Yeah, there's a frame. And the frame is that her husband loves her. That's the frame, which keeps all together. So that's the difference between you and your wife. By your wife, what she loves, the husband, that's a frame. What you love your wife, that's a part of your puzzle. Now when you speak to your wife, you have to change your attitude. And you have to speak out of a place where there is nothing else than your wife. That's what we learn from the Town of Gaul.
How?
Because he tells her, it's only you, it's only for you. He doesn't have money, there are no ropes, but he takes that, that he appreciates her and makes it into crazy dimensions. Yeah? Unrealistic dimensions. The kavana is that you have to speak to her in a way which is according to her perception of the whole thing. Not according to yours. That's a divrei chibo. That's a big work. But she has to hear that. And there is not enough to tell you that you can be married for 30 years, you can be married for 40 years, and your wife is thirsty to hear that the husband loves her like a desert for water. That can be 40 years after marriage. Yeah? Always she wants to hear that. And she wants to hear that in a genuine way and in a way which satisfies her. When you want to really go quickly for splitting up, you have to tell your wife, I am now, yeah, I finished the sentence on the, I have middle of the work, I only finished the paragraph and then I come to you. You know, when your wife, for example, she comes home from the mikveh, and you are home, and then she comes home, and then you tell her, yeah, rega, I just finished the paragraph and then I'm there for you. You can go to the Rabbanut and you file for a divorce, straight, you know? Because there's something else more important than her. No! Now, there's only one thing. There's only one thing which is important, yeah? Only one. Only one. Okay? No, that, only one thing which is important, and this is that is what is the that is the way you speak to her. That is what we learn from the Talmud Gaul. Yeah, you have to speak according to the perception which she has. Yeah, that's a divrei chibo. The Talmud Gaul says in the Talmud Gaul it says another thing which that is a very essential thing. It says that even after he did that. After he does it, he speaks to her. That the Gemara in Eruvin says that after he does it, he also speaks to her. Yeah? So the point is that this is also Benotam al-Khaviri that has a part of it, but I want to say it now, that afterwards one has to go further on with that. Even though that the Hashem did that in that way, out of some reason, I don't know why, but out of the way that the sexual drive of a human being, of a man, stops after he
finishes.
You can't repeat that immediately. But even though, you have to go further on and speak and say how much you appreciate her. Yeah, you have to do that. It takes, whenever we said it beforehand, it was like 45 minutes or an hour. Afterwards, the same amount of time. Yeah, even though finita la commedia, you know. No, it's afterwards the same amount of time, because she has to feel that there is someone which is entirely together with her. That's a part of Divrei Chibo. Yeah? A part of Divrei Chibo. She has to feel that. She has to hear that. That is the first preparation which you have. And you have to speak that out. Clear? There are a lot of people which they say, I don't have to speak it. We feel it. No. That only shows that you only want your own sexual drive. You speak it. And you speak. That's why you are human. You say it. Huh? You have to say that. And you have to overcome this obstacle that you want. Or no, you're now into another mood. No, you have to say it. It is deepening the thing. You want to have a deepening of this action. You have to deeper way how to touch on the source of life. That's what you want. That's why you have to speak. Yeah? You have to speak about that. Okay? That's the Divrei Chibo. And then the Divrei Chizuk. Rabban says, what? The Divrei Chibo, the Divrei Chizuk the Divrei Chizuk, I don't understand.
He said, can I? Yeah. And you want us to come early to Shachris?
No, yeah, of course. Yeah, that makes no difference. That's what it is. Yeah. That is, this is, you have to understand, it is a time which is out of the regular time. Yeah, it doesn't. Of course, I understand you. I understand very well. But it is like, no. This is an investment there, which then afterwards, it has to be normal. It is a davar tzanua. You know what the tzanua is? What's the tzanua? Do you know what I mean?
You don't express everything.
You don't display everything. It's nothing outside. It's all inside. Yeah. So you have to be careful that it's an intimate thing. It's an intimate thing. So that's why for me it's very important. For me it was always very important that it is a thing which is not. It's between, and then you normal. You're tired or not tired, whatever it is. But okay, that's the work. And now the Divrei Chizuk. Divrei Chizuk. The Ramban says two illustrations. The first is that Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in front of the mikveh. Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyelashes, you know, like this. He didn't see that. He didn't see outside. So he was sitting there in front of the mikveh in order that those people which go out of the mikveh should see him, because he was he looked like Yaakov Avinu. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah, he looked like Yaakov Avinu. So he wanted that means that you think, okay, that's first. And the second, what he says is Kimchis. She had seven children, which were all of them were Kohanim Gedolim, because she was Tzanua. Yeah. So you have to understand the Ramban again. You have to know how to learn. So it's not that you have to think about Rabbi Yochanan and not about Kimchis. That's not the point. There are two things. First, you think that there is a responsibility now. There's a responsibility for the coming generation, and we both want that perhaps she will be pregnant, and we both want that there should be a child which is a big person, coming down. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's the first. When Rabbi Yochanan was sitting, he wants that you should be aware that they are being children and they should be big, like Yaakov Avinu. First. Second is that the second is Kimchis and Shiva Boneo. That means you are telling her, against you speak about that, that her qualities, her unbelievable qualities, which are there, is it Snias, is it Chesed, that will be a big benefit for the coming generation. That's what you mean, yeah? Now, there are a lot of people which they think...
You want another one?
No. There are a lot of people which they think... It's simply uncomfortable to speak about that. There are a lot of people which they think, why should I speak that with my wife? It will interfere with the flow of the things. We are now having a good time, and when I tell her that perhaps she will be pregnant and there will be a child, that will be not good. That will not be good effect. This is only you, because you don't have to bear 9 months. You don't have to vomit. You don't have to feel dizzy for months in a row. And you are a full-blown egoist. And you think only about yourself. Your wife is 100% clear that when she comes home for the mikveh, that it could be that she could be pregnant. She knows that. Only you don't know, want to know it. You don't want to know it. You don't want to speak about that. It's only you. When you speak with her about that, it will be 100% harmonic with her feelings. 100%. You have to find a way how to do that. But it will be 100% harmonic with her feelings. Because she is 100% aware that there could be a new life. That's nothing alien for the wife. It's for you alien. Because you are under that sexual drive, which you spoke in the beginning. That you want only to get rid of your drive. And you don't think about the other person. You don't think about any consequences. You don't think about anything. I now want to have my good time. That's it. And that's why you don't want to speak about that. Clear? 100% clear, yeah? That's what it is. So you have to find a way how to speak about that. Now, you don't have to be give a drosha. That's the whole point. You don't have to get drosha. Don't say, okay, now, Leichter said, we have to speak about that. Let's speak. That's nonsense. You have to find a way how to say one word, to say one sentence. It has to come out of your heart, and it's one sentence. And then the whole thing changes. I sign that for you.
So Divrei Chizuk is, for example, the person who's the wife either is pregnant or cannot bear children. Divrei Chizuk changes because there's...
No. There you say you feel that the Shutuf HaShlishi, whatever you speak about, that there's a Ruchnis going on there.
Okay.
You are touching the source of life. Okay. When you would have this nice beard, that would not make like this. That's why you shave. That's why you shave, yeah? So, you're touching on the source of life and you speak about that, yeah? You speak about that. You are not afraid to speak about it. You're not afraid. And you are...
What happens when it's not the time? Like somebody
that's what it is. You're touching on the source of life. You feel the Bore Olam. I personally hold, when someone which is married has a problem with Emunah, and says, perhaps there's no Ribono Shel Olam, he is not doing his intimate relationship with his wife in the right way. Because when you have relationship with your wife in the right way, it's definitely clear that there is something else there than only you. It's definitely clear. There's no question about that one. No question. Absolutely no. Because it's a thing which is out of the normal place in the world. Yeah? Yeah? And it's definitely clear that something else there. You can't say it. It doesn't say Shechina or Yud K the way they say it. It doesn't say that. But it's definitely a feeling. It's something much more than only us two and our bodies over here. Yeah. So that is what you feel, that there is something more going on. You speak about that. or you speak it is the neshama coming down or whatever it is, you speak about that, you say a word. That's a divrei chizuk. And when you do that, the thing will change. That's a change. But now this is the whole point. The basis of all of this is the right approach to this sexual drive we spoke beforehand. Whenever you feel that I do that and now it begins to be cold and it is technical and it is, then you do make a mistake. It is absolutely harmonic together with all of your excitement. It doesn't take away of any excitement. It doesn't take away of any depth of feeling. Nothing. It just goes together. And that's your growth. And that's what you will grow throughout your life. That's what I told you. There's Mar Yenuke and Mar Kshishe. The one which is called the younger, de facto was older. But he was born when the father was young. Because he worked on that and he reached only a level of a young person. But when he grew older, he worked on that and he reached the level of an older person. So the child was called Mar Kshishe. The child was like an older child, even though de facto he was younger. Because the quality was a quality of a depth. Of a depth of this touching the source of life. That's it. That's the whole thing. Yeah? That's the way I give that's a normal chosu shmuz I give, you know? That's a normal thing. Those are in the practicality. So this is that. Then people, I am aware of that. That in a practical way, Rav Arturo said that too, in a practical way, when you are guiding people in that way, they will feel much more fulfilled. That's right? Mm-hmm. That is a very depth in a human being. But that's the way the Torah speaks to us. That's the way the Ramban tells us. That's the way the Torah speaks to us. Okay? So that's what I want to tell you. Those are two parts. I have to make from that, you have to be aware, that I have to make from that two parts. Because otherwise the whole thing will get mixed up. Because there is first this basis. The basis is the right approach to your sexual drive. That you know what we spoke then the first time. And the second is how you build that up. There is a source of life. There is a neshama. There is something higher coming in. There is the Ribono Shel Olam coming in. There is the responsibility for the coming generations. These all things are building up. These all things which are building up, these are things which are on the top of that basis which he spoke in the beginning. Okay?
See? The second part. You have to talk about it. Tienes que hablarlo o solamente tener...
No. Hablar. That's right. You speak. One sentence, one word. Once you can speak, look, you can speak once with your wife when you are together and good together. You can speak about it's not that you can also speak about it together when you are sitting together in an intimate sitting without doing the maise, you know. But b'shas, when you do it, you say one word. You can also or saying divrei chibo or saying divrei chizuk. You don't have to have both, but you have to say something when you live together with her, not. Not Bashar's mindset, this is already not really when.
No, en el momento. Es el del ambiente.
When you are beforehand.
Después,
what?
No, después seguro,
después,
pero.
Después
45 minutos. No, you saw that, you call that Hergeldova. I don't know how to say it. Yeah?
O sea, la cosa es antes y es crear el ambiente. Para eso.
O sea,
primero,
lo que entendí es libre Gibo primero.
Sí. Seguro, creo que la novedad es una dimensión mucho más profunda de la que uno percibe. O sea, normalmente para la gente es un acto de satisfacer una necesidad. Entonces, primer punto, dijo, el acto lo satisface el ver a tu esposa feliz. Esa es la base. Dice, pero esto tiene un nivel de profundidad mucho mayor porque estás tocando la fuente de vida. Le llamó a Dios, Shoresh Neshama, lo que signifique. ¿Y qué pasa? Para tú llegar a sentir mucho más profunda, a nivel que dijo que alguien que no tiene Munab, puede ser que no está haciendo bien su relación íntima, porque el chiste es llegar a tocar y sentir profundamente en este acto una fuente más profunda de vida. ¿Cómo le haces? Entonces dijo que si uno tiene la actitud, y por eso digo que el pensamiento es muy importante en esta área, según el Ramban es lo único donde el pensamiento afecta mucho, en qué estoy pensando en este acto. Entonces, si a tu esposa le hace sentir que la quieres, eso es Divrei Jibá, cómo la quieres, cómo la aprecias, etc. Eso obviamente genera un ambiente muy especial porque es lo que ella necesita escuchar. Y todavía más profundo de Divrei Jibá, que es cuando quieres tener un hijo, saber que estás ahorita por crear un acto que tiene la trascendencia tal, donde puede venir un alma poderosa a este mundo, y no nomás a tu gustaría que las cualidades bonitas de tu esposa las tenga este bebé. Eso le da al acto mucha más dimensión en tu pensamiento. Ese es Jizuk. Pero yo le pregunté, ¿y qué pasa cuando no, o ya no está embarazada, o ya no puede tener hijos? Entonces, ¿qué, exacto, ¿qué haces? Piensas, por ejemplo, nomás, tú piensas, y si lo puede decir tu esposa, hay que ver cómo es, pues el acto tan trascendente que uno está haciendo. Yo creo que una mujer, obviamente, está más sencilla que el hombre hacer, que lo que está haciendo es un acto de mucha espiritualidad, no es del hombre ser que no. Entonces, lo haces de una forma en la cual hagas entender que es un acto mucho más profundo de lo superficial. Entonces dijo que a veces lo hablas antes, pero seguro después del acto, sí, pues la que la quieres mucho es Divrei Jibá. ¿Sí?
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Atka. Yeah. That was the
just one first issue. So the next topic. For the woman, there's an Avodah. For the woman, there's an Avodah.
Same thing. You can't... this always... This, my question is always, excuse me to tell you that, but my question is always, today you have shiurim for women.
They would have to talk to their wives
generally. You have to shiurim for women. So you have to understand, that whenever you speak to your wife, about that, the moment she is open to you, these things are entering the heart of your wife in a much deeper sense than anything else in the world. And I genuinely don't really understand that this necessity of all these shiurim for women which are going on, because the husband has to put in this seed of ruchaniut into the heart of his wife whenever he is close to her. And then things are coming in much deeper than any rabbi in the world. No rabbi in the world is able to teach to reach that depth in your wife. Only you. And that is the ruchni she gets from you. So it's a work for her too, and a work for you.
Lo que les quiero decir antes de lo siguiente es muy importante que, primero que nada, o sea, valdría mucho la pena que esto que aprendieron en un momento lo compartan con su esposa, porque creo que, o sea, lo que acaban de escuchar es algo que al revés le da a sus esposas, obviamente, una cosa que no van a escuchar en ningún lugar del mundo en el nivel de respeto y lo que uno tiene que hacer a su esposa. Es muy importante. Y lo que dijo Raúl Gersuín es, ya con este contexto de la espiritualidad y profundidad de esto, es más fácil después, por ejemplo, en el acto, pues recordarse de esto y decirle una palabra que también la alude a ella, porque no puedes dar un shur a la mitad de esto, ¿me entiendes? Es como, por ejemplo, si hablan de hoy, qué bonito es este acto donde podemos crear vida, aunque no se cree. Es que pues, hay que concentrarnos en lo increíble que es que pues, puedo sentir algo más profundo que lo que siempre. Entonces, tal vez antes de empezar, no sabes qué bonito quiero sentir esta profundidad. Y ya, ¿me entiendes? No tienes que dar shur. Es lo que quiere decir Rab.
Okay.
No, just, but I think, just in addition, if I may, if there's an issue, sometimes between some of us, there's an issue of our spiritual growth in life between the man and the wife. There's disagreements on it. If that's the issue, it can't be looked at that at that time you're trying to, you know, gain some.
Like, for example, don't go. Orachaim.
Orachaim is a school that they want to push. It shouldn't be misused. This is a special idea. It's not, you know, you're always looking for something. This is the time to get that, you know.
No, for sure not.
Right.
No.
So you have to be careful.
No.
Because some people over here, some of them are in.
No.
Now the next topic I thought is that we have an hour. Is that a lot of times I see in everyone, even religious, that
the next topic you want to squeeze out leichter, you know, just like a lemon, you know.
So
that's what you want to do, right?
So the truth is that sometimes, you know, you feel like, okay, I more or less know everything. What's the next step? What's the next step in my growth? Is it in learning? Is it in tefillah? Is it in Benam Lechaver? It's hard to know where to grow. And you say like, more or less everything. So there's no like a, you know, a university of Jewish growth. So how to a person assesses, you know, what's the next step in which area?
May I have a few minutes out?
Yes, sure, sure.
O sea, lo que quiero decir, de verdad, ojalá tengan la relación para transmitir a su esposo.